Sign, welcome to Brightwell, Ohio, candy cane capital of the world. Sign, Merry and Bright Candy Canes, Hallmark Channel presents. Merry and Bright.
Legend has it that the very first candy cane was created one Christmas by a choir master to help keep the children occupied during Christmas Mass.
Jody Sweden.
The choir master curved the candy into a hook, which was meant to represent the handle of the staff of a shepherd. My grandma Carol loved that story, and it inspired her to make the greatest candy canes in the world.
I can't believe the board is doing this to me.
I mean, Empire Corporate Recovery? From New York?
Apparently they're quite good.
It's just for the cost we don't need.
Music by Matthew Rogers.
The board is probably just concerned about the future of the company.
But I'm the new CEO. I'm concerned with the future of the company. I mean, I know Merry and Bright hasn't turned a profit these last couple years, but I'm really I'm venting, aren't I? Am I venting?
A smidge.
Okay.
Mini candy cane?
Yes. Thank you. You know, let's just talk about something else. How are things with you and Pete?
He keeps dropping hints that something big is in the works.
Hints?
You know.
Sophie?
Okay, not hints. It's more of a feeling. I mean, we've been together for 3 years. Christmas is the perfect time to get engaged.
Kate looks down.
Oh, Kate, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Don't worry, that's ancient history. I'm happy for you. This calls for a toast. Triple mint deluxe.
Grabs candy canes.
Cheers.
They clink their candy canes together and smile. A snow-dusted city with busy streets and Christmas decorations.
A candy cane company? You want me to do corporate recovery for a candy cane company?
The Merry and Bright Candy Cane Company, to be specific.
I just finished working with Burmax Food Enterprises.
Yes, and Royce Rutherford was very happy with your work, and he's a hard man to please.
I consult for major corporations.
I realize that working with a smaller company isn't what you're used to, but this came across my desk, Gabe. The board reached out to us. They think that they're in trouble. Now, this is a unique situation, and it requires a unique talent.
Flattery.
Empire.
You're bringing out all the big tools.
Merry and Bright reminds me of what we used to do. Working with smaller independent companies, helping them achieve their goals.
Can they afford us?
Well, I think we'll work something out.
It's almost 2 weeks until Christmas. Aren't they winding things down?
It's the Christmas season at a candy cane factory, Gabe. I would say things are winding up. It's the perfect time to go. Now, after your 2 weeks, I'll need you to submit a preliminary report. We'll take it up in the new year and see where we stand. And if you're feeling the holiday itch, I hear that the Christmas season in Brightwell is quite lovely.
I don't even know where Brightwell is.
Ohio.
He grabs the files on her desk.
Fine.
Great. I'll give them a call and tell them that you're on your way. And if you finish that report sooner rather than later, maybe you'll finally make it to one of our Christmas parties.
Merry Christmas.
She smiles. He waves and exits. Sign, Brightwell Inn. Sign, Brightwell Inn. Dining room. Kate dines with a man.
Yeah, I've always had that effect on people. They like me. I don't know why. They just do.
Oh. He tries and fails to flag down a waitress.
So, my mom said that you used to live in San Jose. Yeah, I went to Stanford.
Yeah, Fresno State here. Yeah. Football.
Oh, a bulldog.
Yeah, through and through.
I was actually on the badminton team. You know, we won.
That's the one with the birdie.
Yeah, right there.
She gives a slight smile and nod.
Excuse me.
He again tries and fails to flag down the waitress.
You know, I don't understand why she doesn't see me.
I don't know. Looks like you two aren't connecting.
I guess not.
He sips his wine. She nods, looks down, and mouths the word, yeah. A large white house with a wraparound porch, a tiny edible wreath is delicately moved to the top of a small chocolate candy, a card is slid under a red ribbon on a white gift box.
Oh, it's quite a tradition that you're starting, Kate. Making chocolates for every single employee.
Kate and a woman.
I forgot how much I love doing it. And, you know, when's the last time you and I made chocolate together? What, 10 years?
The woman nods.
Always leaving with something sweet.
Yeah, that's what your grandmother taught us.
Kate smiles.
How was your day, Kate?
Nice ride, Mom.
Yeah, it's the school teacher and me.
Well, it was good.
Really?
Yeah, good means excruciating.
Oh, no. Jeffrey seemed like such a nice fellow.
Mom, I love you, but please stop setting me up with people, okay?
Mom looks to the side.
There's another one coming.
Well, it's Bernice's son, Gary. He's from Akron, and he's staying all week at the Brightwell Inn. He's here for a conference.
Mom.
And so I thought that...
Mom, please. Yeah, just need to figure some things out for myself, okay? I'm just not ready to...
You're not ready to date after Josh, I understand.
And, you know, I'm really busy.
I thought that getting out there might be just a nice distraction for you.
You know, I'm thinking about getting a dog.
Oh, yes. That's what you were saying.
It might be nice to have a little companion that doesn't just talk about himself.
Well, you can't really have a conversation with a dog, can you? They leave fur everywhere, chew up shoes, yapping at all hours.
I might like that.
Mom raises brows.
Well, what do I know? I've never had a dog.
Remember that adorable, scruffy little mix at the rescue shelter I was telling you about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I stopped by after work. He was gone.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Well, I guess it was just a matter of time. I'm sure he found a nice home.
Kate nods.
Anyway, good things come to those who wait. You never know what might be just right around the corner.
Let me guess. Gary from Akron?
You'll see.
Puts on glasses. Kate sighs and smiles. Large house.
Let's make sure we have an understanding. This is my house and my rules. And you are a guest here until Christmas Eve when I bring you to Kate. I don't want any trouble. No yapping. What did I just say?
The scruffy dog lies down. The bright well in. A green desk lamp, an open guest book, a bell, and a jar of candy canes sit on a counter. Gabe enters and sees Christmas decorations all over the room. He looks at his phone, then approaches the counter, glances around, then rings the bell, prompting a man to pop up from behind the counter, startling him.
Sorry about that. I was just plugging in my monitor. Good morning, sir. My name's Pete. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Pete. Gabe Carter. I'm supposed to be checking in this evening, but I'd like to do that now, if possible.
Yes, just a second.
Did you get my message?
Pete looks up at him. Pete grabs one of the 15 yellow sticky notes on his monitor.
Here we are.
I'd like to get in town a little early, you know, get a sense of the place I'm spending some time in.
Not a problem at all, Mr. Carter. So what's your sense of our little town so far?
It's Brightwell.
Huh, sure is. How long's your stay?
As short as possible.
What's that?
Gabe looks to the side.
Nothing.
Well, it says here you're in for a week with the option for two. Well, if you're here for the holidays, we have our annual Christmas Jubilee on December 24th.
Oh, Christmas Eve.
It's a tradition here in Brightwell. The Jubilee, not Christmas Eve. I mean, Christmas Eve is a tradition too, but... it's kind of a tradition everywhere, so...
Yeah. I'll be long gone before then.
Gabe smiles. A Christmas tree. Townspeople walk down the street past giant candy cane decorations. Gabe walks down the street as well, smirking and shaking his head at the oversized decor. The town from above. The Brightwell Inn. Kate enters.
Hi, Kate.
She walks up to the counter smiling.
Take out order. Right, sorry. End of my shift, you're picking up your dinner. Got it, be right back.
Okay.
She looks around. Gabe enters, stops, and stares at her. He points at her.
Kate. Kate Merriweather.
She furrows her brow.
Yes?
I saw a picture of you.
You did?
Yeah, on your company website.
I see.
He opens his arms.
I'm your guy.
She tilts her head.
You seem surprised. I thought you knew I was coming.
Oh, right. Yeah, my mom told me about this.
Oh. Well, I don't mean to sound bold, but what if I told you your problems are over?
What if I told you I'm just not interested?
Look, I get it. You think this is a waste of time, and in some ways I agree.
You do?
I was told I'm your last chance to turn this ship around.
Excuse me?
Look, I came all the way here. At the very least, we can go for a nice dinner.
Thanks, but I already ate.
Hey, here's your dinner, Kate.
Pete enters with a paper bag. Kate takes it.
Perfect, thank you.
We can go for a coffee in the morning. Or a smoothie. Do you prefer smoothies?
Look, I really don't know how much clearer I can make this, but we are not going on a date. So, lovely to meet you. Have a nice night.
Kate walks toward the door.
A date?
And Merry Christmas.
I'm not here to ask you on a date.
Pete looks down, then back up.
Aren't you from Akron?
New York.
Gary?
Gabe? Gabe Carter? Empire?
Corporate Recovery.
Gabe nods. Kate extends her hand to shake Gabe's.
Hi. Kate Merriweather. Nice to meet you.
Right.
They shake hands. Marion Bright Candy Canes.
I feel so silly. I had no idea you were with Empire.
It's okay. We know who we are now and why we're here.
Although I'm not sure how you can help. Wasn't my idea for you to come here.
Oh, wasn't mine either.
Raises her brows.
Think of me as your advisor.
He nods.
That's some big candy canes.
Oh, we do make Brightwell the candy cane capital of the world.
So I hear.
And with the last 2 weeks before Christmas, it's our busiest time. Plus, December 26th is a big day for us as well.
The day after Christmas.
It's National Candy Cane Day.
I had no idea.
Well, now you do.
I'm more of a National Pancake Day kind of guy. So, what makes Mary Bright viable?
Well, our business model's been the same from the beginning. We're a seasonal company, so our busiest time's August through December. And most of our business comes from contracts with regional and national distributors.
Just taking notes.
I have some new ideas, too, but these days I'm busy just trying to keep the place running. As I'm sure you've heard, it's my first year here as CEO. I had to take over from my grandma, Carol, who ran the place for 50 years.
You had to take over? So this wasn't your idea?
Furrows her brow.
Let me try some product. Here you go.
She hands him a candy cane.
Where's yours?
I do plenty of taste testing. I'm fine.
She walks away. He follows.
Let's get right to the point. You're paying more for sugar on average. Why?
Well, we've used the same farm for over 40 years. I figure it's not broken.
Well, I guess that's my job to tell you that or not, right?
Yeah, I think we're just fine in the sugar department.
He nods.
Okay, how about your workforce?
Well, we employ about 40 to 60 people, depending on the time.
No, way to save costs is to...
Well, what? Layoffs? Cutbacks?
It's an option. Last resort, but it's an option.
I think we're good.
Listen, Kate, I don't
Gabe,
mean to...
Look, I'm just getting my feet wet around here. Okay, I haven't had a chance to put my stamp on anything. And no offense, but I don't really need you here right now.
Well, no offense back, but I don't really want to be here either. But it's my job, and it looks like we're stuck together.
Look, I have meetings the rest of the day, so why don't we talk tomorrow? Please, feel free to take a look around.
She walks away. Gabe sighs. He eats a piece of candy cane, looks down at it, raises his brows, then looks toward Kate. Kate and Sophie walk and talk.
I just don't think it's a good idea him being here.
What's wrong with it?
He's suggesting things.
To improve the company?
Well, yes.
To help us out?
Yes.
And that's not a good idea?
He thinks our sugar prices are too high, that we should be getting it cheaper.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You know, Grandma Carol was loyal to our sugar producers for decades, and he's already talking cutbacks.
So you don't want to lay anybody off, and you don't want to buy cheaper ingredients?
No. I mean, I would prefer to consolidate our departments more efficiently, you know, maybe source some of our ingredients a little... Maybe he's got some good points.
They sit.
I just want to see Marion Bright get back to its full potential.
We all do. Maybe you could use a little extra help.
Well, we did get off on the wrong foot. You know, maybe I should give him the benefit of the doubt.
It can't hurt. I bet he wants to believe in this company as much as you do.
Yeah.
Kate smiles.
All right. Let's go find him. I'll introduce you.
Maybe while he's here, we can introduce him to the community. Get to know some of the people. See the town. I think he'd actually really like it.
It's a waste of time. This place is like a giant snow globe. Like living in a slow time bubble.
Gabe on the phone.
Sarah, the whole business model is a dinosaur.
They hear him.
And Kate. There's talking to a wall, and then there's talking to a brick wall. This might be an untenable situation. I'm gonna have to rethink everything.
Gabe, you're my number one recovery expert.
I know.
The man with the Midas touch.
Even Midas would have a tough time at Brightwell. Rule number one in this business is you can't fix what somebody doesn't want you to fix.
Well, then your day one report should be interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
It's gonna be a lot of blank pages.
Gabe, I know you don't want to be there.
Rolls his eyes.
I can feel that eye roll through the phone.
And you don't think a candy cane company is worth your time, but you might just surprise yourself. You never know what you might discover.
Gabe narrows his eyes pensively, then hangs up the phone. Kate sits on her couch absent-mindedly twirling a candy cane and looking down while her mom trims a tree.
Oh, it's a lovely tree this year. Huh?
Mom looks at Kate, who does not look up.
Kate, I said the tree's really nice this year.
Oh, yeah, it's very festive.
Too many candy canes?
Mom holds one up.
They are my life now. I guess I should get used to them, right?
Kate shrugs, then smiles.
Yeah, I know you wanted to do other things. But you made Grandma's wish to keep the business and the family possible. And I know how proud she'd be of you.
Mom nods. Kate points at the tree.
What do you think of the star?
Mom looks at the star.
Did your dad give you the star?
I called him last night.
It's very nice. Yeah. I also brought some of Grandma's ornaments.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mom brings over a box. Kate lifts an ornament from it.
Oh, I remember this one.
Mom's watch beeps.
Oh, gotta go.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, yes, I have an event. I have an appointment.
At this hour?
Jennifer is stopping by. She's picking up a fruitcake, a Christmas fruitcake.
You made a Christmas fruitcake? You don't even like fruitcake?
Well, I'm turning over a new leaf.
A fruitcake leaf.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta go. Bye.
Mom leaves. Kate sits back down on the couch and looks into the box of ornaments. She lifts a small box that reads, Candy Cane Triplets. She removes the lid, revealing three antique ornaments, each a young girl holding a candy cane that is taller than them. She lifts one of the ornaments from the box and admires it, then she looks at the star and smiles. Mom's house.
I didn't forget about you. Don't worry your furry little head. Wow, you are excited. Loud. They're excited.
The dog shakes.
Here's your treat. Don't expect that all the time, mind you. It's just certain times. Special times.
The dog stares at her. Mom shakes her head, then squats down on the floor.
This is so different for me, you know?
Dog lies.
Having someone else in the house? And don't get any ideas. Been on my own for 5 years and I like it fine. I'll go have my dinner now. Coming?
The Brightwell Inn.
Hey, it's Pete. Is Sandra my tea available? I think I crashed.
Sophie.
Hi.
Just a second. Yeah, can you get him to call me when he has a chance, please? Thank you. Hey, what's up?
You called to see me.
Yes, I did. Sophie, I have to talk to you about something. It's important.
Okay.
Americana poster. Christmas came early.
Is Gabe stopping by the factory today?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Like dental surgery.
Depends on the dentist. Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Sophie frowns.
I noticed Pete's been online shopping for mountain bikes. He left his laptop open.
Kate nods with raised brows.
Okay.
I think it's a Christmas gift for me.
Well, it's great. You love biking.
Well, that's true, but I'm... Why is he getting me a big gift when I'd be happy with the tiniest little...
Sophie points at her ring finger.
Remember? Christmas is the best time.
Well, why don't you just talk to him?
You mean tell him I want him to propose? I can't do that.
No. No, just, I don't know, feel things out. See if you're both in the same headspace.
I think he wants to. I've tried to bring it up with him, but he just changes the subject.
Maybe he's just nervous.
Maybe. I want to talk to him about it, but at the same time, I need this to come from him. Right?
Do you want me to talk to him? I mean, I'd be happy to.
Would you?
Yeah.
I mean, not to put any pressure on him or anything.
No. Of course not. I'll just see how he's feeling. I'll find a time to talk to him.
That would be great.
No problem.
Good morning, ladies.
Oh.
A little hot chocolate to start your day.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Hey. I wanted to put some candy canes in there, but I didn't know where to find any. Well, should we get back to it?
Yeah, right this way.
Depends on the dentist.
You have a dentist appointment?
No. Sophie smiles as they walk away.
Okay, let's talk about your company's strengths.
Yeah.
Kate nods.
Gabe, before we get started, we got off on the wrong foot the other day, and the day before that. So, for the next few days, or however long you're here, I'd like to get on the right one.
Gabe relaxes his shoulders.
I'd like that very much.
They both grin politely.
Great.
So, low employee turnover. That's a really good sign.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that. We're a big family here at Merry and Bright.
Big family that loves making candy canes.
That's right.
Candy cane capital of the world.
Oh, you remembered.
Well, it's hard to miss.
Kate points at a large sign behind her.
Right. Christmas is a big deal in this town.
I'm sensing that.
So you spend your Christmases in New York, I assume?
I don't really know where I'll be, honestly.
Isn't New York home?
Yes, but I basically live out of a suitcase. On the downside, I travel a lot over Christmas. I miss out on a lot of festivities, so I really don't know where I'll ever be. You know, a few times I've even... You know, we should be talking about business.
Establishing rapport is the key to any successful business relationship.
Fair enough. I was going to say that I've even spent Christmas Day at the airport.
On purpose?
Nothing says Christmas like moving sidewalks and luggage carousels. But you know what? I love what I do.
But everybody needs a home base.
One day.
They both nod knowingly.
So, given your resistance to cutting costs in certain areas...
Have I been resistant?
Another recommendation would be to generate alternative product ideas. Another way to cut costs is to increase potential profit. So, thank you for sending me this market research report.
I hired a marketing firm when I first got here. Just to get a clearer idea of where we stood.
That's smart. So, national survey, 85% recognize the Merry and Bright brand name. So, strong brand recognition. That's good. 98% would try another candy that you produced. Kate, this is huge.
He shakes his head.
Do you guys have any other products in your lineup?
I might.
She nods.
Was it a secret?
Well, I told you I might have to give you one.
She grins. He furrows his brow and smiles.
Deal.
They stand near a conveyor belt.
Here you go.
She places a peppermint stick into each of their cocoa cups.
What are these?
Barber poles. They're a replica of the original peppermint stick candy that was invented in 1837. It's a inspiration for what we know today as the candy cane.
Candy cane without the hook.
Yeah. We started making them as a nostalgic treat, specifically for the Christmas Jubilee.
What is that?
Well, it's our big Christmas event here in town. You probably won't be here for it, but there's food and dancing. The whole community really comes together. In fact, the Brightwell Christmas season kicks off tonight with the tree lighting at the old mill. I get to push the button. It's my second time.
Sounds like an honor.
It is.
Does Merry and Bright make any other types of candy?
Carol was a very strong-willed woman.
Translation, stubborn?
She knew what worked and she stuck with it.
Look, I've consulted for some of the biggest candy and chocolate companies in the country. And it all boils down to this. Merry and Bright can no longer exist off of candy canes alone. With or without the hooks.
Gabe, of course I've thought about expanding the product line since I've been here.
So what are you waiting for?
Waiting? I've only been here a year.
And?
And these things take time. My main focus has been getting the company back on track.
The candy market's overcrowded.
While also respecting my family's
methods
and traditions.
So you either change with it or you...
Right. Especially since we have a dinosaur business model. And it's hard living in a snow globe, though. You know, it's a slow time bubble.
You overheard me.
It's like talking to a brick wall.
I was frustrated. I didn't mean any of that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
She nods.
I know we have to change.
Diversity of product is one option. Alternative confections like... Chocolate.
Chocolate?
I'm just tossing out ideas. You know, exploring options together.
She narrows her eyes.
Can I show you something?
He tilts his head. A decorative display of Merry and Bright candy canes surrounded by Christmas decor.
Well, what do you think?
Wow! This reminds me of Santa's workshop. Or my favorite toy store in New York.
I like to come in here when I've had a rough day at work, you know? Reminds me of why I'm doing what I'm doing. I also like to end all the public tours in here.
You do tours?
Yeah, I do. My grandma Carol started to do them, and it's a tradition I like to keep alive.
That's her.
Yep.
She looks sweet. With a no-nonsense business side.
Wow. You can tell a lot about her from the photo.
Very familiar with that type.
Ah. Not sure how she'd feel about Empire, though.
He looks at Kate, then back at the portrait.
Well, I hope she'd approve. We're just trying to help.
You know, I got my MBA in California, and I was actually working at a big marketing firm in Sacramento when I got the call about my grandma.
Gabe nods. Kate smiles weakly.
It's honestly not what I thought I'd be doing.
Life happens when you least expect it.
She nods and smiles brightly at him.
Yeah.
He licks his lips, then glances at the floor.
Well, I have a lot of meetings this afternoon, so give me a lot to think about. But I'm gonna go. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I was gonna ask, are you planning on going to the Christmas tree lighting later? Or, I mean, you're probably busy.
I have a lot of work I gotta catch up on.
Yeah, of course. I'll see you later.
See you later.
She smiles, then walks away. Gabe watches her, smiling. Gabe looks at a portrait of Kate on the wall, which reads, Kate Merriweather, Marion Bright Candy Keynes, Chief Executive Officer. The Brightwell Inn. A tablet and paperwork showing charts and graphs are spread over a table. Gabe sits in the dining room next to a crackling fireplace and writes in a book. He suddenly stops and picks up one of the papers and stares at it with furrowed brows. Then he looks up at a sign. It reads, "The annual Brightwell Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Celebrate the tradition." Mom starts to exit her home.
I'll be back soon. It's just the tree lighting. Takes 5 seconds. Don't be difficult. You have your toys, you have your treats, you have your water, you'll be fine.
The dog lies down. Mom puts her hand on her hip and sighs. The dog lowers its head to the floor. A large barn with a sign up front that reads, "The annual Brightwell Christmas tree lighting ceremony." Townspeople mingle inside. Mom walks in with the dog.
We are just gonna hang out over here on the fringes. All right, this will be fun. It's your first tree lighting. Can you see? Okay, you know what? Let's go back down. Come on back. Look at that. Back in your carriage.
Please welcome Kate Merriweather.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited and honored to get to push the button a second time. It's so great to see everyone here on such a beautiful night. So are we ready to light the tree?
Yeah!
Yes! All right. Ready?
1, 2, 3!
Kate stops.
Oh, what happened?
Wait! Gabe! Come up here. You do it. Come on, Gabe. Gabe Carter, everyone. Come on, Gabe.
No, guys, I'm not going to go. All right. Okay, guys.
All right, let's try this again.
1, 2, 3.
Gabe slaps the button.
Pretty nice.
A vendor booth.
And this is the booth we sponsor every year.
That's nice.
Hey, Kate. Hi, sorry.
Hi.
Have you had a chance to talk to...
Sophie nods toward Pete.
Oh, sorry, no. I meant to. The bike is in his shopping cart. We're in a definite situation here. Right.
Kate nods.
I'm on it. Will you excuse me for just a minute? I'll be quick.
Yeah.
Kate walks over to Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Oh, hey, Kate. Nice assist on passing the tree lighting button.
Thanks. Can I talk to you for a sec?
Yeah, these will stay hot.
Sophie just loves this mulled cranberry cider.
It is delicious. So, speaking of Sophie, how many Christmases have you guys been together now?
Oh, it's probably 4 now. 3. No, this Christmas will make it 4.
It's a good sign, right?
Really? Of what?
That there will be more Christmases to come, together.
Yeah. Depends on how I do in the gifting department this year.
Oh, well. I don't think it really matters.
Nah, I was just kidding. I think I've done okay over the years. And the ice skates, and the espresso maker, and the chia pet.
Yeah, those are all things that people need. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the chia pet, but... Well. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, you know, Christmas gifts are a way to say I love you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what makes I love you this Christmas different from all the rest?
I guess this Christmas it would be more like I love you forever.
Really? Okay, well, I think there's something you could definitely buy that would tell a young lady that.
Oh, and I think I have it. Top-of-the-line mountain bike.
I was thinking maybe something smaller that she could wear.
A bike helmet?
No, something she could wear all the time.
Jewelry?
Bingo.
Oh. But what kind of jewelry?
She stares at him.
Pete. Okay.
But
I'm walking away now.
She walks away. Pete gradually smiles. Kate and Gabe.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
Coco?
Thanks.
Everything okay?
Yeah. Fine.
So, chocolate or peppermint? Which you like better?
I have to choose one?
Mm-hmm.
They go so well together.
So? How'd it feel?
She licks the cane.
Lighting the tree?
Yeah.
Felt great. It was a real honor. Thank you.
Sure.
So did it ever not work?
The button? Yes. The infamous blackout of 1993. The mayor pushed the button, and not only did the lights not work, but the power in the area went out for about 2 days.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was not perfect, but the stars were really beautiful that night.
Kate, I wanted to ask you something.
Kate spies her mom sneaking around with the dog carrier and furrows her brow, then points over Gabe's shoulder.
Is that my mom?
Gabe turns to look behind him.
Where's she going in such a hurry?
The gym, maybe?
Gym?
Yeah, I got a gym bag that looks exactly like that.
Didn't even know she was working out.
But anyway, I have a bunch of reports I have to do tomorrow, but I was wondering if maybe we could catch up.
Over dinner?
That's what I was thinking.
Kate smiles and nods.
Great.
Great. It doesn't have to be a...
No, it's not.
We'll just be taking a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just clear our heads.
Yeah.
They nod at each other. Empire in New York. Sarah.
What do you mean you're struggling? I guess it's the first time for everything.
I don't know. It's like, writer's block. You know, call it corporate consulting block. This assignment is different.
How so?
I'm used to being in an office. We're a hotel room. I'm not used to being on the company ground floor.
And
there's papers. Just tons of paper. Nothing's electronic.
Is that the only reason?
I don't know. I can't clear my head.
Sarah furrows her brow and narrows her eyes.
I pushed the button at the Brightwell tree lighting ceremony.
The what?
I've never felt anything like this before. It's just so festive. And everyone was so welcoming. It's like I belong. And I do not belong in Brightwell.
Mm-hmm. And who organized all of this?
Kate Merriweather.
Well, I think maybe I see another reason why you can't get any work done.
What do you mean? I didn't say anything.
You've said enough. Call it an instinct.
Gabe hangs up the phone. Pete walks into the dining room. Gabe flags him down.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah?
Got a question for you.
Sure.
What's your best restaurant in town? Outside of your fine dining establishment here, of course.
The Elegant Elk is always a good choice. Actually, there's a better one.
Stanton's?
What?
You suggested Stanton's restaurant?
You wanted the best.
Kate hasn't been back there since, you know?
No, I don't know.
Since Josh...
Josh was at the the place that Kate didn't... No, I should have stuck with Elegant Elk.
Yeah.
A car pulls up in front of a restaurant and parks. The oversized candy canes line the sidewalk. Christmas decor is all around. Kate enters the restaurant in a smart dress and finds Gabe waiting for her in a suit. Their eyes meet and they smile warmly.
Hi.
Hi.
You look nice.
Thanks, you look nice too.
Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Shall we?
Yeah, after you.
You know, I'm actually having a really good time with you tonight.
So am I.
I honestly wasn't sure that I would. Not because of you or anything. You're actually quite charming.
What was that?
Challenging.
I think you were about to say charming.
I was not.
Oh, no, I think you were.
Well, I never said it, so I guess we'll never know.
She looks down and nods.
I do feel like I can open up to you a bit, though.
Well, that's a good thing.
She nods and grins.
So what's on your mind?
I was a little distracted when I first got here.
I knew something was up.
Last time I was at this restaurant, about a year ago, and I got proposed to.
Oh.
Yeah. And I said no.
Really? I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
How could you? It's fine. Yeah, Josh and I had met at school, and we moved to Sacramento.
And that's when you got the call about Marion Bright. But he wants you to stay in California.
You're good at this. Yeah, then he popped the question out of the blue. About a year ago on December 21st. And I always knew deep down he wasn't the right one. I don't think I ever really admitted it to myself, you know? I mean, not till there was a tiny box with a little shiny ring staring back at me. It was hard, but I had a choice and I made it.
Well, it seems like you made the right one.
She nods.
Yeah, I think so.
Have you talked to him since?
Yeah, we talk sometimes. He got engaged. He seems really happy. I'm happy for him. I guess I hadn't moved on as much as I thought.
She takes a sip of her wine.
You know, it takes time. Everybody's different. At least, that's my experience.
She raises her brows and stares at him questioningly.
Yeah, I guess I opened that one up.
There's no going back now.
Well, my mother is a bit of a matchmaker.
That's another thing we have in common.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, Veronica, she came from the right family. She belonged to the right social circles, went to the right school. But we weren't right for each other.
He shakes his head.
Broke off our engagement after 6 months.
Did it make you happy?
He shakes his head.
You can feel it in your heart.
She nods and smiles.
It's funny, I think sometimes the heart can tell us more than any spreadsheet or book ever could. But trouble is learning how to read it.
She smiles, then looks down. They walk outside.
Well, that was a really lovely dinner. And thanks to Empire for treating.
Our pleasure.
Kate's car.
Well, this is me.
She smiles at him. He opens his mouth as if to speak, but does not. She hands him a box of chocolates.
Oh. Here, this is for you.
He takes it.
You didn't have
to. No. Please, I made them for everyone at Marion Bright for the holidays. So.
Thank you.
She nods.
Okay.
He tries to open her car door for her, but it's locked.
It's a thought that counts.
She unlocks it and he opens it.
Good night.
Good night.
She gets in the car and he closes her door for her. She drives away, and he stares off into the distance in her direction. He looks down at the box in his hand. An attached tag reads, "To Gabe from Kate." He opens the box to reveal the chocolates inside, then he takes one out, examines it, and takes a bite. He stares at the chocolate with narrow eyes and a furrowed brow as he chews, then he looks into the distance before he takes another bite. The Red Barn. A sign out front reads, "Brightwell Christmas Jubilee." Kate hangs lights, Gabe enters.
Put up on the top, perfect. Maybe a little more on that side.
there.
Wow, you guys aren't kidding around with this Christmas jubilee.
Huh, look who's here.
This is gorgeous.
Thanks. We're about 10 days out. We decided to use the woods for party supplies this year. So cedar wreaths, pine cones, and swags. My mom's in charge of decorations. Oh, that's my mom, Joy. Mom, this is Gabe.
Oh, hi, the consultant.
Nice to meet you.
So what are you doing here?
Well, I tried your chocolates last night, and they're amazing.
Thanks. Just for fun, really. It's a peppermint candy recipe with some handmade chocolate. Nothing too original.
Oh, I gotta run. It was very nice meeting you. Jennifer's picking up some snickerdoodles.
Nice to meet you, too.
She's gotten really fast. Jim's paying off.
So I was thinking about the craft chocolate market, which is huge right now. This could be the break we've been looking for.
You want to turn Mary and Bright to a chocolate company?
No, not at all. I mean, exploring a year-round alternate revenue source to better compete in the market.
Yeah, I love chocolate, but know that it's really who we are. And we can't really afford the money for new machines right now.
That's why I need an investor. And I happen to know the biggest one there is. Royce Rutherford, Burmax Food Enterprises.
What, you know Royce Rutherford?
I do. I just finished a big contract with him.
Burmax is huge. But they don't actually make any food.
No, they just buy and invest in smaller companies that make the products.
Well, Mary and Bright isn't for sale.
Yes. But I know for a fact he's looking to invest in a company that can produce an artisan chocolate product. Expand your lineup.
She looks down.
Can you make other flavors?
Yeah, probably. I know Grandma's got some old recipes. How about 3 or 4 different kinds?
How about 6 or 8?
How about you help me?
She smiles at him.
Deal.
They shake hands. Kate walks up to her mom's house and knocks on the door, which has adorned Christmas trees on either side of it. Her mom answers.
Kate.
Hi. I'm sorry I didn't call. I thought I'd just...
Just one second. What?
Mom.
Mom slams the door on her for a moment, then opens it again.
Sorry about that.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Fine.
Are you sure?
Okay. Why don't we just talk out here? I could use the fresh air.
Sure.
Kate narrows her eyes.
You sure you're okay?
I'm fine. It's just so crisp.
Kate nods.
You'd tell me if something was wrong, right?
Of course. There's nothing wrong. I promise.
Okay, well, I wanted to see if I could borrow Grandma's old recipe book, if that's right.
Oh, sure. I'll get it for you.
Oh, great, thanks.
Mom slams the door on Kate again. Kate crosses her arms and raises her eyebrows. At Kate's house, she shows Gabe the recipe book.
It's Grandma Carol's old recipe book. It goes all the way back to her very first candy canes. I haven't looked at this in years.
They flip through it.
Oh, wow. You know, I know she's got some good chocolate ideas in here.
Handwritten and illustrated recipes, a photo of young Kate paperclipped to the candy cane page.
Look at you.
Gabe points to it. Mm. Kate shrugs. Kate points to a page.
I used to love these. Gingerbread candy canes. She used to make these for us when I was a kid at Christmas. I haven't had one forever.
Did she ever make any of these for the company?
No. No, but she'd like to experiment on the side. I was a happy little guinea pig as a kid.
No kidding. Sweet Christmas bonus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
The chocolates page.
Oh, wow. These look interesting. Coconut buttercream. French toast chocolate.
Butter and maple syrup.
Looks delicious.
Kate throws him an apron.
Well, welcome to the Merriweather Kitchen, Mr. Carter.
Am I supposed to wear this?
Yeah, I think you might need it.
Whoa. Oh, hi, Barb.
Joy, Merriweather, did you get a dog?
This is a present for Kate. I'm giving her a surprise at the Jubilee on Christmas Eve.
Oh, sweet. Well, I won't tell anyone. Mom's the word.
Thanks.
Here you go.
Thank you. You did such a good job. Yes, you did. That's a good boy.
A Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Glad tidings
we bring to you and your kin.
Oh, sorry.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And
a happy new year.
quality control.
So, verdict?
Oh, man, you can really taste the French toast. It's amazing.
Oh, well, let's hope Burmex Foods feels the same.
I'm sure Royce was looking forward to trying these. He's your classic chocolate snob. Actually, it's more his wife.
Oh, well, women do have exceptional taste in chocolate.
Kate looks him up and down. They sit on the couch in front of a crackling fire. Kate props up her feet. Ah.
Mm. Reindeer socks.
I like reindeer.
You like all kinds of reindeer or just Santa's?
Well, Santa's get all the hype, but I like them all.
Well, you could have one as a pet.
I don't think my neighbors would appreciate that. They might be okay with a dog, though.
You want to get a dog?
I do. I have my eye on this really cute little rescue at the shelter. Somebody got to him before I did. You snooze, you lose, right?
I guess it's like that with all kinds of relationships. It's all about the timing.
She nods, then shrugs.
Maybe it's a sign.
A sign?
Yeah, I'm not ready. It's for a dog.
She smiles. He nods.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, with everything I've got going with the business.
Right,
and
right. Yeah.
Gabe.
Yes?
Thank you for helping.
It was fun.
I mean, with the chocolate, with the company. I really appreciate it. And I think Grandma Carol would, too.
You're welcome. The last thing I expected was to end up here in Brightwell.
I know the feeling.
For somebody to want to be here. I'm happy to be here.
They smile and nod.
I'm happy, too.
They look into each other's eyes.
I am exhausted.
Yeah, yeah, it's getting late, right? I have a bunch of phone calls I have to make. New York never sleeps.
So they say.
They stand and walk toward the door.
I'll have my office book our tickets in the morning.
Our tickets?
It'll be Tuesday for New York. What's so funny?
I thought you just said we leave Tuesday for New York.
I did. Our presentation at Burmax in Manhattan.
Seriously?
Merry and Bright Chocolate. Royce wants to see us right away. Didn't I say something to you? Must have slipped my mind.
That is some slip. I thought you would be going. You and Royce know each other so well.
It's your product, your company. And I am not a salesman.
Sure, but I'm a little rusty on my pitch and presentation. I mean, I've been out of the game.
It's like riding a bike. You'll do great.
Never been to New York.
Kate, this is a golden opportunity.
Burmex is such a big deal.
Yes, it is. And sometimes you just have to be bold. Take a chance.
What if he says no?
Why say that?
Because it's possible.
Yes, but...
What if I let everybody down? Mary and Bright, myself?
He tilts his head.
I'm trying to honor my family's legacy. And I know the company needs to change. I just don't know what the right thing to do is.
You can't win if you don't play.
She nods.
If you don't want to do it, I'll let Royce know, but I need to know soon.
She nods again. He touches her arm, then leaves.
Have a nice night.
She looks into the distance and lets out a soft sigh. At the Brightwell Inn, Pete unpacks a large box as Kate enters.
Oh, no. Hey, Pete, what do you have in the box? Please tell me it's not a mountain bike.
New pillows for the rooms. These ones have reindeer on them.
Oh, nice. I like them.
Thanks.
So I wanted to ask, how'd Sophie's Christmas present go?
Oh, I spent over an hour in the jewelry store. I finally picked one, but I wanted to show you a picture before I bought it.
Oh, no, no, don't do that, okay? Just you be confident. This is your choice and your decision, your...
A necklace.
Oh, it's an infinity symbol.
It literally says forever.
It's a beautiful necklace.
She grimaces.
But?
Okay, I can't do this anymore, Pete. Are you gonna ask Sophie to marry you or what?
He grins.
What?
Kate, I'm not that clueless. I get what's going on.
You certainly have a weird way of showing it.
Part of it's an act.
What do you mean?
I'm scared, Kate.
What do you have to be scared of? She loves you.
And I love her too. I'm crazy about her.
Okay, then what's the issue?
What if I propose and she says no?
That is not gonna happen.
Proposals are such a big deal. They take planning and thought.
But every proposal is different. You know, from the Jumbotron at a basketball game to the... that was a very big example. Something smaller can be just as lovely. Right, maybe... I mean, is there a place that you two have special memories together?
Yes, there is.
Kate nods.
Okay, good.
Pete looks down.
It's okay to be scared. Just don't let it stop you from living your life or being happy, you know? Be bold. Take a chance.
Kate looks down, then at Pete, then down again, then back at Pete.
Where's Gabe?
He was in the lounge last I saw.
Great, thanks.
Kate exits. Pete stares off into the distance, smiling blissfully. Kate enters the lounge and finds Gabe sitting on a sofa with his tablet.
Hi.
Hi.
She raises her brows.
So, this coat will be okay in New York?
She gestures to her coat. They smile. She shrugs. Kate packs.
You have your toothbrush, you have your water bottle, you have your treats.
Kate looks at Mom.
My treats? That's your snacks.
Mom, I'm fine.
Maybe a nice dress for a night out.
Mom, relax. I've got everything handled, okay?
Mom hands Kate her charger.
Thank you. What is going on with you lately?
What do you mean?
Kate nods.
I think I know what's going on.
You do?
Yeah. And it's great. I don't know why you have to hide it and make all these excuses.
I wanted to surprise you.
Kate tilts her head.
Mom, I'm really happy that you're going back to the gym. I know you haven't been in a while, so it must be all kinds of new emotions, you know, feeling like a new person. It's okay. You know, when I get back from New York, why don't we go for jogs like we used to?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm really happy for you.
Have a great time in New York.
I will.
Kate hugs Mom and smiles. New York from above, decorated for Christmas, the corner of Park Avenue and Pershing Square, an elevator opens at Burmax. Kate and Gabe step out.
Tracy!
Mr. Carter.
Kate Merriweather.
Hi.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
I'll let Mr. Rutherford know you're both here.
Thank you.
Tracy walks away. Kate looks around and admires a Christmas tree. Gabe follows her with his eyes narrowed.
So? How do you feel?
Nervous.
That's good. It means you're excited. You care.
She straightens his jacket.
You look calm.
Well, looks can be deceiving. If I was to say I was calm, I'd be lying.
If you were to say.
Were.
Well, were is preferable to was when speaking in the hypothetical. School teacher mom.
Kate smiles brightly, then shrugs.
Look, one thing about Royce, he can be tough.
How tough?
Mr. Rutherford is ready for you.
I got your back.
Gabe places his hand on Kate's shoulder and they walk toward Tracy. Chocolates.
Mary and Bright's cocoa confections would have extensive appeal in the retail market. Our goal is to capitalize not only on our loyal customer base, but also on high-end and high-traffic clients as well. Places like hotels, resorts, airports, and specialty shops.
So, I'm a little unclear. You'd like to make chocolates, but you're a candy cane company.
Yes. This would be as a year-round alternative to our current lineup.
A current lineup that just has candy canes.
Correct. We're looking to diversify. You know, in today's market,
today's market has no time for companies with identity issues. People want a clean, simple, bite-sized story. What's your story? Do you know who you are?
Kate looks to Gabe. Gabe winks at her and subtly nods, smiling.
Yes. Yes, I do. We're Merry and Bright. Family-owned and operated for over 50 years. We do one thing and we do it well. But sometimes that's not enough. I made these chocolates with Gabe from a trusted family recipe, and we had a great time. I think they're really special, so try them, don't try them, your choice. I'm fine either way.
Royce stares at Kate. She stares back.
All right. Let's give these chocolates a day in court.
He plucks a chocolate from the platter and holds it up.
What's this one?
Coconut buttercream.
Royce puts the chocolate in his mouth. Gabe watches. Kate smiles and nods.
It's, okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Royce nods. Kate looks down, then smiles politely.
Royce is hard to read. He'll give us a call back in a day or so. I thought you did really well.
Thanks. Felt really good.
They walk down the sidewalk.
I was worried. You know, I brought you all the way over here, and if nothing came of it, then it would just all be for...
It wouldn't be for nothing, Gabe. You know, doing that pitch, it not only reminded me of why I love business, but something about being in that room, pitching my grandmother's recipes, I just felt really connected to the company, you know? Mary and Bright really meant something to me.
That's great.
Yeah. And I'm in New York at Christmas time, you know? Thanks to you.
You know what? We are. We got the rest of the day. Why don't we make the best of it?
Okay. Any ideas?
Gabe narrows his eyes, then nods.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
Follow me.
They hold hands as Gabe leads her to a toy store. Kate looks around and admires it.
Wow. I can see why you love this toy store.
Oh, I'd spend hours here as a kid growing up. Dream of all the toys I would buy. Couldn't afford much back then. My mom, she worked 3 jobs when I was growing up. Raised me on her own. And put herself through business school and then somehow found the time to get Empire off the ground. She started out helping small local companies and took off pretty quickly.
Wait, your mom founded Empire?
Gabe nods and smiles.
That's right.
So your mom is the CEO of Empire?
Sarah Carter. We're a family-run business too.
Wow. I guess you can come in here and buy any toy you want now.
And I do. Go ahead, pick a few out. I donate them all to the Toys for Tots charity. They keep a hamper in the front.
Oh, nice.
She looks him up and down, smiles, and picks up several toys.
You know, Sophie would love this store. My mom would too, actually. All I can hear now, she's gonna say you went all the way to New York and all you did was go to a toy store.
We got that party tonight.
Wait, what party?
Oops.
Wait, what party?
Must have slipped my mind.
Gabe, we seriously need to work on this memory of yours. What party are you talking about?
New York at night. Massive red Christmas ornament sculptures on a fountain. A large lit Christmas tree under an arch. Kate enters the party in a little black dress, spots Gabe, then waves at him. He waves back and walks over to her. He grabs 2 glasses of champagne on the way.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks. Wow, this is really something.
Yeah, my mother does Christmas really well.
Kate nods.
I can't believe I finally made it back for one of her parties. Kate Merriweather? Meet Sarah Carter, CEO of Empire Corporate Recovery.
Pleasure to meet you. We spoke on the phone.
I'm so glad you could come.
Your home is lovely.
Thank you. I hope everything went well with the Burmax presentation today.
Yeah, I think it went well.
Good to hear.
You too. Excuse me. Yeah.
Sarah walks away. Guest stands. Kate watches.
What?
I feel a little...
Out of place?
She shrugs.
You know, if this was a date, now would be the time you'd ask me to dance.
If this were a date.
Kate narrows her eyes.
Were is preferable to was when speaking hypothetically.
If I was speaking hypothetically.
She smiles up at him.
Shall we? Miss Merriweather?
Charmed, Mr. Carter.
He takes her hand and they dance.
So, enjoying your first New York party?
So far, I like it. The dancing's nice.
Well, dancing can get tricky.
How so?
It can get warm.
What?
Nothing.
You were going to say it.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it starts with an R.
Relaxing?
No, romantic.
What?
Yes, you were definitely going to say romantic.
Well, I never said it, so we'll never know for sure.
Sarah sees them.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad used to bring me back posters from all of his business trips.
Did your dad live in Brightwell?
He used to. He lives overseas now. Parents have been divorced about 5 years. But this one time, I remember he brought me back a poster of the New York City skyline. I had it in my room. I used to lay in bed just imagining what it would be like to be in the center of all that, you know? All the lights, all the people. It's pretty enchanting. And now I'm actually here.
Is the real thing compared to everything you imagined?
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you something.
She tilts her head. They leave the room.
Wow. This place goes on forever.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Is this what you wanted to show me?
What do you think?
I think it's the least New York-y thing I've seen since I've been here.
You're probably right.
Wow, though. Really reminds me of the old mill with the pine trees and everything.
Like the one we lit up.
You lit up.
Painting of a red barn and Christmas tree.
I didn't want to say anything, but when we first got to that tree lighting ceremony, I saw the barn and the trees, the whole atmosphere, the feeling of the place. It immediately reminded me of this.
But where is this place, really?
Nowhere. It's made up.
How do you know?
Because my dad painted it.
Oh, your dad.
Yeah, a long time ago. It was a Christmas present hung in my room forever when I was a kid. I'd stare at it for what seemed like hours, imagining a place like this. It seemed so magical. You know, the colorful sky, the snowy pines. I had never been in the countryside as a kid. Just had to trust that it was there.
He turns to look at her.
And you found it.
She smiles at him.
Yeah, I did.
He slowly leans in closer to her. She smiles warmly. He puts his hand on the back of her neck, and they share a brief kiss until Sarah enters and interrupts them.
Gabe! The Maguires are here. I thought you might want to...
Thanks. Great.
Sarah leaves the room.
Well.
Oh. Oh.
I think that's my cue to leave.
Now?
Yeah, I have an early flight.
Right.
But this trip was really special. Really.
Kate nods.
And quite inspiring. Even if the pitch didn't go our way.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
About the business, or... It was a nice moment.
I thought so, too.
But let's call it what it was. It was a magical night. I mean, you live here, and you travel all over the country. I'm in Brightwell. I'm really busy with the business right now.
Kate, I understand.
She nods and smiles weakly. He shrugs.
You're not ready for a dog. Why don't I walk you out? Get you a cab.
Okay?
Yeah.
They walk out arm in arm, past the painting with the barn and Christmas tree. Ice skaters on a rink, Gabe's phone rings as he walks down the sidewalk.
Hello?
Gabe.
Royce Rutherford.
Royce, let me guess.
You try more of the chocolates, and you love them.
No, but you know what? My wife really loves them. You thought I was a tough cookie. Look, I'm gonna get straight to the point. You know me, I go by gut instinct, and I believe in relationships. And you know I like you, Gabe. And I like Kate. She seems really smart and together.
Yes, she is.
As you know, we own and invest in a wide range of smaller food companies. Cereal, pasta, vegetables, baking goods. But the one thing missing in our brand portfolio is investment in a startup chocolate company. I think Marion Bright could become that chocolate company. The infrastructure is there, and more importantly, brand loyalty is there, according to this market report you sent me. Thank you. Bringing in new machines won't be a problem. I have connections there. Obviously, we would hire the best chocolatiers. It's win-win for everyone.
This all sounds great, Royce.
Gabe narrows his eyes.
What about the candy canes?
Yes, Gabe, that is a question. What about the candy canes?
The recipe book is open to the candy cane section. It gets flipped to the Triple Mint Deluxe page. Kate is revealed to be flipping through the book while sitting on her couch. She flips it again to a page containing Carol's gingerbread, fabulous French toast, and crafty key lime. Then, elegant eggnog, and brilliant blueberry. Kate raises one eyebrow and smirks. Mom's house, she rolls a ball. The dog chases it.
Come on, good boy!
Kate at work.
Hey, Kate. I talked to Brian about the small batches, and he said it's no problem. Should be done by the end of the day. Ingredients were easy to find.
Great.
Gingerbread, eggnog, and sugar plum candy canes. It's perfect for the Christmas Jubilee.
And perfect for our thank you gift to Burmax. You know, add the key lime and the French toast, too. And let's make sure we find the nicest Christmas box we can for that, okay?
Sounds good.
Like Grandma Carol said, always leave with something sweet.
Kate's phone. She checks it, smiles, and answers it.
Hey, Gabe.
Kate, I got good news. Royce loves the chocolate idea.
What? It's great.
Marion Bright Chocolate Company. How's that sound?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Marion Bright partially converts to a chocolate company with Burmax as its major investor. This is huge.
But Marion Bright isn't a chocolate company. We make candy canes.
Well, no, you'll still make those. It just won't be the primary focus of the company anymore. And who knows, if chocolates really take off, you might not even need to make those at all. The key is, we gotta get this going as quickly as possible. Chocolate is a year-round business. It's exactly what you've been looking for.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. Legal's drawing up the paperwork as we speak. He's flying his assistant out tomorrow, and I'd really like to be there too. I feel like we did this together.
Okay.
She hangs up and looks up at a childhood picture of her and her grandmother. Kate smiles solemnly and looks down.
A chocolate company. But would you still do candy canes?
Yeah, but they just wouldn't be our primary focus anymore. And I guess it helps us. Having Burmax as a major investor is pretty big. Mm. We'd still be called Marion Bright, but I...
But what, honey?
Is it worth it? You knew Grandma better than anyone else. Did she ever want to expand the lineup? Try out new ideas?
Grandma believed in tradition. But that is not to say that she didn't have some new ideas up her sleeve. But maybe just not enough time to realize them all, I guess.
Kate looks down and looks up at the ornament from the triplet set hanging on the tree.
Whenever I look at the Christmas tree and that angel holding the candy cane is...
Grandma's favorite.
Just wonder, you know, what would she think about all this?
This is your company now. This company has seen its ups and downs. But your grandmother was a fighter. And she believed in the product. And in the way that it made people feel about Christmas. That's why we're still the candy cane capital of the world.
The market's changing. I don't know that seasonal's enough anymore, and we need something year-round. Complicates my decision.
And maybe Gabe complicates your decision, too?
Mom smiles at Kate knowingly.
I can tell how you feel about him.
Kate smiles back at Mom and shakes her head.
So, if I were Grandma, what would I do?
Mom shakes her head.
Everyone loved Carol. But honey, you don't need to be her. You need to be you.
Kate raises her brows, then looks back at the ornament. Mary and Bright Candy Keens, Kate sits at her desk across from Gabe and Tracy and looks over the contracts.
I think everything's in order. Has legal been over this?
Yeah. Just sign there and there.
Tracy points to the contracts. Kate looks at Tracy, then she sets the contracts down.
Gabe, I'm really struggling with this.
Kate nods.
I understand.
I hope so. I don't know if this is the right thing to do.
Kate shakes her head.
Kate, don't overthink this. It's a win-win for everybody. You said you wanted corporate recovery, and this is as good as it gets.
First of all, okay, it wasn't my idea for Empire to come here. And second, this is not recovery. This is a complete overhaul.
This is a great deal for everybody.
Is it? I mean, how good of a deal is it if we lose who we are?
Kate.
Gabe, I really thought that you knew what I was about, what I stood for.
Kate nods. Gabe narrows his eyes.
I thought you knew me.
Gabe takes a step toward her.
I guess I don't know what you want.
No. No, Gabe. You really don't.
Kate closes the contracts and places them farther away from her on the desk.
This is a mistake.
A mistake I'll have to fix all on my own.
Sarah on Gabe's phone.
She wouldn't sign. Well, does this mean you'll be back in New York for Christmas?
I don't know.
Well, you're done with Mary and Bright. Why stay?
You know, I've decided in the new year, I think I want to start doing consultations for smaller companies. Help them out. You know, the way that you did when you first started.
Oh.
I have to admit, things didn't turn out the way I hoped they would. Apparently, I still have a lot to learn.
Well, you're still my number one recovery expert. And your ideas mean a lot to me.
Sarah smiles.
And this might be one of your best yet.
Thanks, Ma.
You're welcome.
Gabe hangs up the phone, shifts awkwardly, then notices the sign that reads, Brightwell Christmas Jubilee. Join us Christmas Eve for an evening of family fun and good friends. Brightly colored candy canes in colors such as red, yellow, purple, green, blue, and even multicolor, roll down an assembly line. Kate observes them and raises her eyebrows. She picks up a yellow one, admires it, breaks off a piece, then eats it. She nods, raises one eyebrow, then glances back at the line and picks up a purple one. Then, she nods her head and smirks. A silver tin adorned with a large red silk bow and a label reading Mary and Bright Candy Canes. Royce removes the tin's lid revealing four candy cane flavors, sugar plum, eggnog, key lime, and gingerbread. He picks up the green key lime flavor, examines it, turns it over, breaks off a piece, and places it in his mouth. He raises his brows.
Okay.
He reaches down and picks up sugar plum. Pete and Sophie at the Brightwell Inn.
You're making me nervous, Pete.
If you could just stand here, please. Actually, if you could go a little closer to the fire, please.
Closer to the fire?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're really making me nervous. Okay, here I am, by the fire.
We had our first kiss in front of this fireplace.
Okay, maybe don't get too close.
Right. You know, maybe it would be better if you stood here and faced me. Okay, I think we're good now.
What's going on?
He gets on one knee.
Oh my gosh.
Just a second.
Pete digs in his pockets.
Oh my gosh.
Please, I'm trying to propose.
He finds the ring, fumbles, opens the box, and presents it to Sophie.
Sophie Candace Murray, I've loved you since the day we met. Would you marry me?
Sophie nods.
Yes!
Pete clumsily slides the ring onto Sophie's finger, then they hug.
Let me get up.
They kiss and hug. Sophie admires the ring and grins widely. Mom and the dog.
You look so handsome.
A bow tie.
You're going to meet your new owner tonight. It's my daughter, Kate. And you'll like her. Because she's fun and she's smart and she's loving. She makes me so proud.
Oh, don't be that way.
You two are going to be really happy together. You are. You've had some good times, haven't we?
And don't get me wrong, you've chewed some things that I didn't want you to chew, and you do leave fur everywhere, but it's nice to come home and you're here.
Mom pets the dog.
Dear. Yep. Gonna miss you too. Bye.
The barn sign reads, Brightwell Christmas Jubilee. Join us Christmas Eve for an evening of family fun and good friends. A crowd is gathered inside.
Hey, enjoy.
The booth.
Those are eggnog. New flavors are a hit.
Kate looks around.
Where's Sophie?
Hi, Kate.
Gabe.
Remember how you said I wouldn't be here for the Christmas Jubilee? Well, I'm here for the Christmas Jubilee. Kate, I just wanted
Gabe,
to let you know.
Before you say anything, I need to tell you something, okay? We are not a chocolate company. This company exists because a very strong woman fell in love with little candy sticks with red and white stripes on them. Because of the way they made people feel about Christmas. And that was her legacy, and now it's mine too.
Shakes her head.
And I love this company. We're Merry and Bright, we make candy canes. We're not perfect, but it's what we do. And I hope you can respect that.
I can. And I do. And I think you have the respect of Royce Rutherford as well.
What do you mean? Have you spoken to him?
Somebody wants to speak to you.
Hands Kate his phone.
Hello?
Kate Merriweather.
Royce Rutherford. I'm sorry to bother you on Christmas Eve.
No bother at all. It's fine.
When I really like something, that doesn't happen very often.
I want to let people know right away. And I really enjoyed those candy canes you sent me.
Thank you.
I've never tasted anything quite like them. The eggnog and sugar plum and...
And my wife and I were both floored by the gingerbread.
It reminded us of the baking my grandmother used to do during the holidays.
I'm very glad, sir.
Listen, have you thought about rolling them all out next Christmas?
You know, actually, I have.
We're on to something, okay? Let's forget about the chocolate.
All to say that we at Burmax want to be your major distributor.
We can get you deep access to markets
not only coast to coast, but worldwide.
And who knows, maybe there's a possibility for year-round candy canes, not only for Christmas.
Listen, let's talk in the new year. Merry Christmas, Kate, to you and your family.
Yes, thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your family, too, Mr. Rutherford. Bye. Is this for real?
It is, and it's all you.
Is this why you came here tonight?
Kate, I came because...
Hi, honey. Hi.
Oh, hi, Mom. Did you go to the gym again?
I have a surprise for you, for Christmas.
Unzips carrier.
Here you go. This is your new owner.
You were the one that got him?
I just wanted to make sure that you had him.
He's been with you all this time?
That's right. Oh. I'll miss you too. And I will come and see you whenever I get a chance, okay? All right, so you go see Kate. Go see Kate. Go see
him. Come here, little friend. Hello. Hi.
All right. It's okay, Annie. Don't be difficult. I will come and see you. I promise I will.
Mom, He's so adorable. I love him. I can't wait to come visit him all the time.
What do you mean?
Because he's all yours.
What?
Merry Christmas, Mom. We got a new dog.
Oh, Lord, thank you, honey. This is a wonderful, perfect Christmas gift.
Oh, enjoy, bye-bye. Mama. Yeah.
Mom leaves with the dog.
So you were saying?
Gabe glances around at all the townspeople slow dancing. A couple dances in each other's arms, heads together. Kate smiles at Gabe.
You feel out of place?
She shakes her head.
No. Do you?
He smiles.
I feel right at home.
She beams at him. He takes her hand.
Shall we, Miss Merriweather?
Charmed, Mr. Carter.
They make their way to the dance floor and begin to slow dance, smiling at each other. Kate looks over Gabe's shoulder and sees Sophie and Pete dancing across the room. Sophie smiles back at Kate, pointing at her new ring. Kate mouths the word, yes. Then, she looks back up at Gabe smiling. Gabe smiles back down at her. Candy canes move down the line. Text, 1 year later.
The new Christmas candy cane flavors were an amazing success. Eggnog, sugar plum, gingerbread, I even included French toast. I introduced cinnamon for Valentine's and then key lime for St. Patrick's Day and pumpkin spice for Halloween. All from Grandma Carol's original recipes. Well, actually the pumpkin spice was mine. Now, I like to finish off all my tours in here so that I can finally say, as both your tour guide and CEO of the company, who wants a candy cane? All right, fantastic. My amazing assistant Sophie here is going to hand those out, and I hope you all enjoy. There you go. Who wants one first? Me. Oh, oh, me. Oh, oh, right. Oh, you guys enjoy the tour, really.
Yeah. I have a question.
What is it?
What makes your candy canes taste so much better than the others?
Well, that's because each one is made with love. Here.
Hands her a box.
Merry Christmas.
The girl takes the box.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
It's a great tour.
Thanks. I gotta run. I'll see you later.
Before you go, would you mind taking a look at the new sugar plum mints? They just came in.
Sure. Perfect. In here?
Mm-hmm.
A ring box.
It's even better if you open it up.
Gabe.
Gabe takes the box, kneels, and opens it.
And that's the story of the Merry and Bright Candy Cane Company. A story about family, tradition, and candy. All made with love, the most precious ingredient we have.
She nods. He smiles and places the ring on her finger.
Sometimes you just have to be bold and take a chance. And always leave them with something sweet.
They hug. The crowd applauds. Kate and Gabe kiss. The sign reads, Merry and Bright Candy Canes.